This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's...
You're a cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Well, Greg, you're talking about 12-year-olds and spelling, but you can't even read Frankfurt's friend. But anyway, Wiggy, you're absolutely right, Wiggy.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
You know how you go like, that's apples and oranges? That's like apples and hot dogs. Like comparison, so stupid.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
You know what San Diego's German for?
Santiago?
Whale's nuts.
Is that what San Diego is?
What?
Whale's nuts?
Santiago.
You have got to watch the movie.
She's not kidding.
Just drop
folks.
Out. Drop out of it.
No, we're not. You don't get the dump out.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Wiggy, should I say good morning or should I say
caca?
Caca!
It's always a good time for caca. Okay.
Good morning, guys. Or should I say caca?
There you go.
Caca!
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a
caca?
Now,
let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning. Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Go.
Greg Hill. Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What up, what up?
Happy Friday. Yes. And Curtis, not to hold you responsible for the weather, but I will say at the start of the show, it is patently unfair that some who listen to this program have ice or have snow on their vehicle and on their driveway and their lawn this morning on the 11th of April. Yeah. Not right.
Nope.
Not right.
I will say, mission accomplished, it is no longer warming.
Am I hearing that there's one possible that by the end of tomorrow night, 1 to 3 inches north and west of the city will have fallen?
Wow. There could be some white stuff out there.
No, thank you. No. There
could be some what out there?
White stuff.
Well, there was a lot of that at Capitol Grill yesterday.
That was for you.
Okay, I think what you're trying to say is not how it's coming across either.
I'm trying to say exactly what I'm saying.
White stuff?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. He means white people stuff. There. He means WPS.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
No, first of all, I do not.
I mean, you ain't that not hip to the culture.
I don't understand. You weren't the only person who was at the Capitol Grill who, at the Masters party, who was not white.
Yeah, there was me and another brother.
Well, Sam Horn was there.
Yeah, the great.
The legendary Boston Red Sox player.
Yeah, Sam Horn. That's right, Sam Horn.
Did you not enjoy the Masters party?
It was a little different for me. Let's just say that. People are actually walking around with, like, caddy uniforms
on.
Full-on uniform.
Thank you. I saw Greg's story, and I said, this is what I mean. The guy, he looked very, very nice, but wearing a full caddy uniform and holding a golf ball at the Capitol Grill.
The guy is really into the Masters. I mean,
full-on.
What's wrong with that?
I'm glad he had fun. Well, but it's a hard-o move.
If you're going to dress up, don't you dress up as the golfer and not the caddy?
No, I don't think.
Really, I mean, that's how it
can't
works.
Really dress up as a golfer.
Oh, okay, I mean, so they go with the caddy uniform. Yeah. He had the little notebook and everything.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Yes, he did. That's a hard-o move.
A massive hard-o move.
If you have the distance book for Augusta and you bring that to a Masters party, you're right.
The only time you should be wearing that caddy uniform is
Halloween.
On Halloween.
Yes. Yep. He had the name on the back of it and everything.
His name?
I don't know whose name.
No,
it was.
I think it was the name of the Wetzel Group, which they were the host. They were the host of the event.
Okay, that's good ass kicking. I'll give him that.
Kissing.
That's what I said.
No, you said kicking. Kicking.
Sorry. I thought I said kissing. Wow, I'm really off.
Food's always top notch, though.
Any kind of weed seltzer yesterday?
I considered it. I really wanted something to wind down last night, and it was staring me in the face.
Speaking of last night, not now. But,
good ass kicking. Wow, I did say it.
Shot is so quick.
I know he is. Only with Courtney.
Yeah. It's okay.
After the justified Anchorman shaming that you endured on this program yesterday, you watched the film last night.
Yeah, I heard you guys loud and clear.
So at some point we will your review of it is interesting. I will. That's all I will say.
Yeah, people aren't going to be happy with me.
They aren't.
Okay, at some point we'll get that this morning. But we got a lot to get to.
Yeah.
Red Sox win. They did not get swept, so they are off to Chicago. Trevor Story, the hero, Curtis, yesterday for the Boston Red Sox.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't define a walk-off marathon Thursday without just the squib off the second baseman's glove for the win.
But bleeder.
That was a, I won't say must win, that's Wiggy's side of the street, but if you got swept in a four-game sweep at home against that team yesterday, that would have been awful.
That would not have been good.
And now you go, you got seven of the next 11 against the White Sox, who are probably the worst team in baseball. So you should sweep this weekend. You should win at least 9 of the next 11 games. Win 2 out of 3 against the Rays and then beat up on the White Sox. So that was good because now you're 500. I think they'll come back home with a much better record than they leave.
Good. I will say that perhaps Joe Mazzulla was listening to this radio show yesterday and caught Wiggy's lead because Jaylen Brown has been declared out for this evening, meaning that he will not hit the 65-game threshold.
Right.
He will not hit whatever the bonus was or wasn't, and he will not be eligible for all NBA and other things. So,
and is not selfish.
I mean, I don't know where he stood on that decision. Are you suggesting that he's the one who made the decision?
Oh, whether it was Mazzulla or Jaylen, I think that Jaylen agreed to it.
It sounds like the wise thing to do.
Yeah.
I would think.
I would told you I would shut him down for the first round of the playoffs. I mean, unless he's like, oh, I feel great. This rest has kind of helped me out. The playoffs start on, the 19th? So, what is that? He's got, 8 days. And if he says, you know what, I feel great. It's not bothering me one bit. go out there and play. But if he's like, oh, it's still bothering me a little bit, or even saying, hey, why don't you sit out the first couple of games, see how it feels, because we should be able to beat whoever we're playing in the first round without you.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is the most important thing, is having him for the long run.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
And I actually kind of agree with Courtney in that, like, we spent not as much as some shows on some stations, but we certainly discussed why would he be doing this? What's the upside? It is selfish to want to be on these lists or be potentially all NBA third team and all that. And now that he's not, you will not hear a peep about it the rest of today, all over the airwaves of Boston. Whereas, if he was going to play, it's all they would talk about, which is the imbalance that I think bothers some fans of the Celtics and other teams in the
region. You're so right, Curtis.
Meaning you feel like Jaylen Brown takes an unfair bit of abuse from time to time?
No, I mean, I think that, well, I guess in this case, yes, but more generally, you begin with the premise not yet found in evidence, and then when the evidence is shown and your premise is wrong, you just go on to the next topic, as opposed to saying, you know what, we just wasted an entire show ripping a guy's mindset of being selfish entering the playoffs.
Right, and it turns out he's not selfish.
Yeah. Right.
And I think that's his issue with Boston sometimes when it comes to Jaylen Brown. Like, he hears the negativity, but then when he does something positive, it's mute.
Yeah, well, why is he listening to this nonsense?
Well, I don't know if he's listening to this nonsense, but I'm sure it gets overwhelming at times.
Yeah, but don't you, as an athlete, don't you put yourself in that position, right? Like, so you played, and
if this was Jason we were talking about, you would have a different take. But
no, I'm just saying athletes in general, because the conversation, what every athlete,
we actually have a change.org petition,
because
we just talked about how the national media does this to Jason.
We talked about it with Patrice Bergeron, right? So as an athlete, if you're walking close to the line of the 65 game threshold of playing, and you play in a game that gets you two games closer to that, and you don't look right, what do you think people are going to say? People are going to say, oh, he's only playing to see about getting that minimum game so he can get all NBA. If he doesn't play in the Knicks game, I don't think people are having this conversation. But because you
Or if he played in the Knicks game and played well, then the conversation wouldn't have happened.
So you put yourself as an athlete in a like when we did about Patrice Bergeron. It's a meaningless game. Why are you playing? So, excuse me, the most important thing I think fans look at, are you putting yourself ahead of the team, or are you doing what's best for the team? Mm-hmm. And whether you – we're all going to jump to conclusion that maybe he's being selfish just because he's putting himself in a situation that people are going to be like, well, wait a second. 1 + 1 = 2. Mm-hmm. You're playing because you're trying to get this, even though that might not be the case.
But, Wiggy, you make perfect sense, honestly. And I'm not saying we shouldn't have had the conversation. I'm saying, and I think Courtney is also saying, that we spend far more time speculating on one piece of evidence, and then when we find out that, in fact, he's not going to be pursuing the 65-game threshold, it'll be mentioned, and then they'll do 3 hours and 59 minutes on something else.
Because it's like a car crash, and you get or you're in there traffic, and you get up, and then there's no car crash. You're like, oh, okay, whatever. You know, people love the drama.
Well, Jaylen Brown ruled out tonight against the Hornets, and you can talk about that, among other things, all day long today here on Boston Sports Original WEEI on a Friday. We will get to our leads to start the show coming up in about 15 minutes, and then they set it at 7:20, and that's a quick back and forth on everything that they said yesterday. We will discuss certainly what was said about the new potentially violent celly of Ja Morant. I think he went in the wrong direction. Like, I feel like if you're being criticized and you take it to the next level as opposed to winding it down a little bit, then you're not. But that's just me. So.
I mean, I guess the celebration is just kind of evolved. It's not that
it's
bad.
Evolved.
He could say anything.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get to that and the rest of what was said coming up at 7:20 on this morning's show. The news with Courtney at 7:45, and today's inductee into the Pervert Teacher Association is an assistant principal. And what she asked a student to do is probably inappropriate, I would say.
I would say, too.
We will get to that. during the news. And then, of course, we will play your Hill Notes back at about 9:20 on this morning show. So you can, if there is something on your mind, you want to comment on something that we have discussed this week or we are discussing this morning, you can always leave a Hill Note on the Odyssey app. And there, you'll see the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and click on that and leave a voice note. And we'll play the best ones back at the end of today's show.
And Maddie coming in, Pudge's pal at 8:45.
Do we have a photo?
I do. I have to send it to Mitch.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
What kind info on the breed it's at when it comes to Maddie?
Maddie is a six-year-old brindle bully mix who weighs about 50 pounds. She's lived with a cat, so good with cats. She can be a bit bossy and sassy, a lady. So very excited to bring her in, place fetch. Loves doing that, cuddle her on the couch, all of it.
Okay. All right, awesome. So 8:45 on Pudge's Pal?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Let's get started with Courtney and what is trending right now.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox avoid a sweep. Trevor Story with the walk-off in the 10th to make it a 4-3 win over Toronto. They now turn the page to the White Sox. 7:40 first pitch tonight with Sean Newcomb getting the start. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Cooper Boardman joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Did I say something weird?
Yeah, you did.
What?
You got your flow going. Yeah. Don't let us. What did she say?
Her time was a little bit different. 7:41.
No, I didn't hear that one.
Oh, that's what I heard. That's what you're talking about.
Courtney, it's a Friday.
Yeah, I know.
You may have used a word. You used the wrong word in a phrase, but it's very common. It used to be the great Lyndon Byers used to do it all the time. So I don't. Do you want
to? Yeah, I would like to know.
Okay, Shine, go ahead.
Then when he does something positive, it's mute.
Oh, okay.
What is it supposed to be?
Well, you could say moot.
Still spelt the same?
Mute is M-U-T-E. Oh. Moot is M-O-O-T.
Okay.
Oh, well done. I was going to sue if you didn't get the spelling correct,
right,
Sean.
Don't worry, I was on it.
You had not been pre-exposed to that word.
Nope, I hadn't, but I was prepared.
Moot.
Yeah.
Okay, my apologies.
Yeah.
Moot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he had you were talking about, Wiggy. Cooper Boardman will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Happy for Cooper. This is a big one for him. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. You can kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Bruins fell to Chicago 5-2. Morgan Geeky and Pasta had the goals in the loss. Frozen Four saw Western Michigan beat Denver 4-3 and BU beat Penn State at 3-1. The finals between Western Michigan and BU is tomorrow at 7:30. Because we are Boston sports, technically, do we have to root for BU?
Well, I would assume you would.
Yeah.
Let's go Terriers.
It's the local team.
I mean, come on.
Do we, Curtis?
No.
No? Okay. You don't?
I mean, it's all they have, so if they win, God love them. If we only focused on hockey, we would never lose.
At least it's not Northeastern.
Right. Well, I mean, they'll never make it.
Yeah. Justin Rose leads the Masters after the first round at 7-under. Scottie Scheffler right behind him at 4-under. Some rain in Georgia overnight. Could be a wet morning there. The first group tees off at 7:40. The Celtics back in action tonight. They have the Hornets at home. Tip is at 7:30. Like Greg said, Jaylen Brown is out for this one. And the 2025 Patriots Hall of Fame class finalists are out. Julian Edelman, Logan Mankins, and Adam Vinatieri get the nod. Fans can now vote until April 30th.
Courtney, I'm sorry. Can we just put Vinatieri in? It is such an awful look.
Yeah.
He is not in the Hall of Fame. It's one thing that the idiots here booed him. A guy, it's up without Wiggy, Vinatieri and Brady, in that order, they don't win Super Bowls in New England.
I mean, the guy was money, Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl. So,
yeah.
Is it a political thing, Curtis?
No, fans are just mad he went to the Colts.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean
let's
get over it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now it's brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Merlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is 36 on April 11th.
Ugh.
and raining. God, it's so gross. Tomorrow, it's going to be in the 40s, raining all day. Sunday, cloudy with showers, 46. Just stay inside. Watch the Masters. And on those photos, we have our Pudge's pal is the Bully Mix on the left, on the top, on the right, and the bottom of the photo that will be in studio coming up this morning. And hopefully we continue our stretch here of finding all of Pudge's pals a forever home.
Unbeaten streak, I believe, Curtis, right?
Yep. Longest streak, you in the morning, and then that.
Okay. So back all right. Back. We will get to our leads coming up next. Well, apologies on behalf of Mother Nature if you have to find the stupid scraper and get the ice or the snow off of your car this morning. It's not right. It's April 11th. It ought to be in the 50s or the 60s, not in the 30s, but we'll get there eventually, I guess. And Curtis will keep you updated as the official WEEI weather smoke on what happens there. This is Lou from my adopted home continent of Maine. Good morning, Lou.
Good morning. Listen, I really enjoy the banter on different subjects, but I can't take this Pokemon talk anymore.
Oh.
I mean, Shimus said some stuff that has just really gotten under my skin lately.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And to have his uncle call in yesterday and say the Shime is the next Greg Hill, like, are you kidding me?
Wasn't my uncle. I don't even think my uncle listens to the program, but thank you.
Can I compare and contrast something that was said on this?
Yeah, what?
I want to compare and contrast something that was said on this show on Monday.
Yeah.
And Shime said the adrenaline rush that he gets from tearing packs. Ripping packs.
Yes. Yep, that's
and
the word.
And then less than an hour later, you have Travis Mills on this show talking about the adrenaline rush that he gets from kayaking and mountain bike riding and horseback riding as a quadruple amputee.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, some of us are too scared to go whitewater rafting and mountain biking, bud. Like, we find our thrills in other ways.
Greg, here's what I'd like to offer.
Yeah.
I'm going to hand you a check for the your foundation in OOP, like I do every year.
Yeah.
But I would also like to offer a check for $100. And if I get outbid or you just choose not to do this, I understand. But $100 to the Travis Mills Foundation for the honor of caddying for you to defeat this kid in your golf match.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, okay.
Double caddies.
Yeah.
Is that allowed at the Masters?
I think it would be fine for this because it's about raising money. So,
okay.
Yes. Lou, hang on so we can get some information. And as you mentioned, we will see you and the rest of the Mainers on June 6th at the Brunswick on the beach in Old Orchard Beach for the road show. So thank you, Lou. Love it. I don't know. Spaz wants the caddy, but he doesn't have the caddy. If Shime has an issue with me having more than one caddies, I will take Lou.
You can do whatever you want, Greg. It's not going to help you.
Are we going to live stream this on Twitch?
Yes, we are.
We could have Spaz just do the commentary.
He could, yes.
That would be pretty good.
Yes. Okay, yes, yes. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
And then he can trash talk Shime every
time. Then he can equally heckle everybody.
Correct, well, yes.
And Greg, not to get too into the weeds here, but in your new contract, isn't it that Ken is contractually obligated to be your caddy?
That is not true. I mean, Ken is—he runs this place with an iron fist, Curtis. You know that.
That is true.
You know,
boss man.
Can I throw in a non sequitur? I was just reading Shaughnessy's piece. This is not my lead, but Courtney's going to love this. At the end, there are 363 acknowledgments where Bill Belichick thanks all these people. He says this about Jordan. Thank you to my idea mill and creative muse, Jordan Hudson.
Wow. Muse. He didn't use the term muse, did he?
Well, Jordan used that term.
Wow.
I love it. I did send a DM yesterday, and I'm just checking to see if I missed to Jordan.
Oh, to Jordan you did to get her on the show to
still,
talk about?
She still hasn't opened.
She's doing the like cheerleading things. You see her on social media?
Yeah, but I said cheerleader to cheerleader. I'd love to have you on the show.
Okay.
And this is the only very thinly veiled shot from Belichick to Kraft. quote, somewhere someone came up with the phrase, the Patriot way. I think they made some money off it. Good for them. Here's something you should know. The Patriot way does not exist. Quote, unquote, awesome.
I am here for petty Bill Belichick. Are you not?
Oh, yes.
It's interesting.
So great. That goes right up the keister.
That was a quick book you put out, though, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's easy to write when you have a muse.
Yeah, that's true.
When your muse is lounging there in a sundress,
right,
on the back deck in Sconset, it's very easy to pull out the old typewriter and to write word after word after word, paragraph after paragraph, right, after paragraph.
She's living her best life, huh?
That is awesome. All right.
Where is she doing that? Is that
she's at Daytona, so it's nationals right now for cheerleading.
I see.
She's still coaching? Is that why she's there?
Well, she does All-Star still, but she's just there, I think, to take in the festivities. She's wearing a UNC top, so.
Oh, okay. So she's like an adult cheerleader, yes, in leagues.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Very similar to the dudes that were in the caddy outfits at the Masters party yesterday. Like, what's the oldest cheerleader that is there? Asking for a friend.
I mean, there's plenty of NFL cheerleaders or NBA cheerleaders that are probably as old or older than Jordan.
Okay, but is there like one woman who won't give it up who's like in her 50s who shows up?
And there's always that, like, you know, in the Bear League hockey. So if this is like Bear League cheerleading.
Yeah.
I mean, what she's at right now, this is college nationals.
Oh, okay. I thought you said she she's.
No, she's just there as a spectator.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought she was competing.
Then why is she cheering?
They have one day where it's like stunt fest, basically. Alum can go and
form a cheerleader.
Yeah, stunt with each other.
Okay, mm-hmm. What is Bill's book called, Curtis?
F off. I don't know, but there is an entire chapter dedicated to mistakes. Does not include the words Malcolm or Butler.
It doesn't.
Does not.
Huh.
Which would.
But he does acknowledge. Are they his mistakes, or is he pointing out mistakes of others?
I think it would be his. I don't know. Okay. But the book is titled The Art of Winning, Why I Never Won Without Tom. Oh, interesting. Okay.
The Art of Winning. I love it. All right. Well, I mentioned it while we were talking to Lou. We will be in Maine. Good morning and hello to all of you who loyally listen to this show up there in Maine every morning. And we will be there for a road show at the Brunswick on June 6th and then June 7th on Saturday. It is our 8th annual Beach Cornhole Tournament right there at the Brunswick. And if Brees doesn't win, I'm suing. Just a heads up on that. We have the weekly wrap-up coming up. I would play it right now. It's so good.
He's talented.
It's
pen game is ridiculous.
It's bop. I mean, it is fat with a straight fat with a pH.
All right.
It's so good this week.
Nah,
so
it is lit.
What's the first time we could get to that? Probably not till like 8:20 or something, Sean.
That works. What if people have to go to work though?
Well,
they're listening right now.
You want to? We could play it quick at 7 as an early listen, and then play it later at 9 or.
Do we do it at 7 or do we do it like a preamble into They Said It?
At 7:20. Okay, let's do that. Okay.
So we do it. When we do, They Said It at 7:45. We'll play that.
No, we're sticking to the clock today, Curtis. That means to stick to the clock, we got to get right to this right this moment.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
I'm reluctant to interrupt. You can't interrupt the highwaymen, Sean.
Well done, Greg.
I feel like we interrupted Johnny Cash, and nobody should ever interrupt Johnny Cash. That's the problem when you pick a song like that.
You're right, and that's my fault.
The urge is to you feel like an obligation to listen to the whole entire
especially
thing.
Johnny Cash.
Well done. Why did you choose that this morning?
I was in a Johnny Cash mood, and I was searching the catalog. I came across the highway, and I go, oh, this is such a great song. We need to play it this morning.
It is a banger. Absolute banger. And every single song, just so you know, every single song that Shime has ever played as a rejoin coming back from commercials on this radio show is on a Spotify playlist. And what's that called?
That's correct, Greg. It's called The Greg Hill Show with an exclamation point at the end. There's over 5,600 songs, approaching 5,700. If you DM me, I can send you the link. I've already sent it to like 10 people this week.
Okay.
So you can search for it or just DM me and I'll send it over.
All right. So if at any point you heard a song and you didn't know what it was, you can go back and search there. So leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Love Spring event is here. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Greg. What was it? It was the famous quote from Dennis Green, "They are who we thought they were."
Correct.
Well, I hate to take joy in someone else's misery, but God, Rory McIlroy is exactly who I thought he was. I don't know why I just enjoy betting against Rory at every turn because everybody on the planet seems to love him, and I just think he's kind of a tool.
Is it because he was such a dink about the Live guys?
No.
That's what it is for me.
For me, it's dated before that. I've just always felt he's kind of dinkish, and so I've always liked to root against Rory, and he was having a great day until, like, the final four holes where he doubles 15 because he puts one in the drink and then doubles again on 17. This guy is the biggest Masters choker I've ever seen. He will never win the career Grand Slam because he is so bad at Augusta, and I don't know why it brings me this much joy, but it does, and so I needed to bring it to the attention
right.
of everyone.
Okay, Sean, how are you doing wager-wise?
Pretty good so far.
I'm up.
No, I had like one bet that actually finished yesterday, which was Scottie Scheffler to shoot under 70.5, which
okay.
was easy money,
all
I
right.
felt like.
Okay.
I would be... I don't know what Scotty's number is today. Haven't looked, but I will be betting the under blindly because he gets the later shift today. He doesn't tee off until 1:20, which
okay.
means the course will dry out from the rain this morning. He'll be a little bit better off.
All right, Chime. Thanks. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So, quick personal lead. Just wanted to say how fortunate we are in Boston to have the greatest healthcare on the planet. My dad had a quadruple bypass yesterday, as you know, at the Brigham, and first of all, every building you enter is the Hale Building. I mean,
yeah,
the what they do for this community in ways that are just so remarkable needs to be discussed more often because they'll never talk about it. But I was with my dad last night. It, literally, they stop his heart. Like, the surgeon, I met with him a couple weeks ago, and my dad, these people, like, thank God these people apply themselves to these kinds of things. The most brilliant person I've ever spoken to in my life. And he sits there and he's like, yep, you know, we'll get your dad patched up. He'll be out. And the other thing is, we've had a lot of people, Wiggy's great about promoting men to get colonoscopies to get ahead of colon cancer and all of that. My dad, I'd wanted him to get a new knee for a while because he can't really move that well. And my son is... you know, would love to have his grandfather that could run around for a bit. And he took a stress test and he didn't pass. And then an angiogram and they found all these clogged arteries. So just so grateful. Oh my God. He was joking a bit last night on the day that they did this procedure, the nurse, Kara, these people, it's just, we are so unbelievably blessed to live in a city where you can go and your dad's going to have this procedure and the doctor says 98% chance he'll be fine. I'll do it myself. I'll be home for dinner. Like, just unbelievable. So thankful for everybody there and just so grateful to live here for those reasons.
And so it was a quadruple for Courtney. That's four.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I knew that. Yep. Thank you.
But that's amazing, and he's doing well, Curtis, this morning.
Yeah.
Just, right, good job.
Awesome.
Enjoy
your
time. Best. He is the best.
He is.
John Curtis.
Yes, he is. Yeah. And it was, I heard from a nurse over there, they said it was a little bit inappropriate that you showed up right before the procedure with a new will for him to sign.
They actually, I asked the nurse to keep his hands tied because they were nervous he would take the breathing tube out, and I had him sign some things, and I kept saying, Dad, guess which one of your kids is here? Dad.
Oh, you're the only one there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no,
big,
no, Kim.
Big
he was
points,
here too.
Big points, Curtis.
Those brownie points.
So, huge
right.
ones. And they said that the arteries were clogged with IOUs, which is kind of weird.
Well, we are delighted that he's doing well.
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you.
Awesome. Get checked out for everything.
All right. We will get a lead from Courtney. Any kind of a tease on the topic of your lead?
Masters.
Oh, you have a Masters lead?
I sure do.
Okay.
I sure do.
All right. So Courtney's lead, Wiggy's lead, and my lead coming up, and then we will squeeze in an early debut of this week's weekly wrap-up from Acrobatic at 7 on today's show. Well, sadly, if you live north and west of the city and maybe even in Maine or New Hampshire and you look out the back door this morning, you will see ice or you will see snow. And I apologize for breaking the bad news if you haven't got up and out of bed or out of the kitchen and away from the coffee. But it should not be happening. It's not right. It's April 11th. We're a week away from the Boston Marathon, and we're playing baseball at Fenway. Lord knows these guys can't play in this kind of weather, Curtis. That's what Alex Cora tells you. So,
Was that true? There was some scuttlebutt yesterday that Cora had wanted to move the times up.
Yeah, the daytime. Yeah. I heard them talking about it on the broadcast.
Yeah.
But they said it would be just way too difficult on that short of a notice for people like traveling from Vermont or something like that.
Okay.
Wait, now all of a sudden the Red Sox care about the fan traveling from Vermont when they allowed them to drive in a downpour and then, on Saturday and then canceled the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird. It's probably the ad rates on Nesson, if we're going to be honest.
Why not push the season back a little bit?
Or why don't you play the Blue Jays in Toronto when they have a dome in the first week of April?
Why don't you play baseball outside in April the way you've played it for over 100 years? Like, are we adjusting everything in the world to people who feel uncomfortable? Like,
yes.
Get out.
It's 2025, Greg. Have you not seen that?
But also, are we kind of blowing it out of proportion that Alex Cora, like, was complaining about it? Because in the same breath, he was like, we complain about the weather in April, but not in October.
Yeah,
and he was kind of being like, you know, we shouldn't.
No,
so
I get it. It's like, it's baseball has been played in April in Boston for decades. Like,
I'm with Curtis, though. If you're playing a team that plays in a dome, why aren't you playing this series there?
The schedule should.
Yes.
The schedulers should do that. I agree.
Yeah.
They should do that. All right. One of Pudge's pals in the studio at 8:45 this morning. And that means you should, if you're not watching all morning, you should at least be watching the show on YouTube or on Twitch at 8:45 so you can meet Maddie, who is looking for a forever home. And this show on Twitch is presented every day by Springer's Jewelers. And there are three locations you can visit. And at Springer's, they listen to this show every single day, like you listen to this show every single day. So if you need a nice timepiece or you got to get a gift, maybe some kind of a master's watching apology gift or something for somebody like Courtney, then go see Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, in Bath, Maine, and in Portland, Maine. And we have leads left. Speaking of Courtney, hello and good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I watched 0% of the Masters yesterday, proud to say, and I credit to my husband. He was with me along for the ride. So he watched on his phone, but the big screens had other things playing.
Right.
On Sunday, it'll be a different story, but on Thursday, not interested. One thing I did see everywhere, one name that I did hear talking about.
You're not taking my lead, are you?
Uh-oh. Tiger Woods.
No.
No.
21-year-old Jose.
Oh, God. I hope you do it as good as I was going to do it, but go ahead.
All right.
Jose Luis Ballester, the reigning amateur champ from Spain. He was paired with Scottie Scheffler, and on the 13th hole...
Can you please say that PGA Tour professionals are just like the rest of us when it comes to the golf course when you're doing
this?
Yes,
they are.
Technically, not a PGA Tour professional.
Correct.
He's technically an amateur.
Amateur. So, all right, I'm going to have to come up with a new lead. Go ahead.
Let's just do it together.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
All right, so fill me in.
He peed into Ray's Creek.
He had to urinate.
Yep.
Like many of us have had to do on the course.
Yep.
And he did it right in Ray's Creek, which Ray is not happy about.
Well,
I'm sure Ray is very upset about it.
There are porta potties at every tee box along the route. And I believe that the next hole he was going to, there was like a little bit of woods that he could have been secluded away from others to do this.
There would be. Yeah.
I love that he did this. I am all in on this guy being a normie.
Uh-huh.
And doing exactly what normies do on the golf course.
Yeah.
Is it out in front of people?
People did see.
Yeah.
And people, there are people hardos.
Is that normal?
hardos that are upset.
Not at a tournament. There are
in general, is it normal to just, you know what, I got to take a whiz, you know, the porta potties 100 yards away.
Rather, well, he didn't know that. Okay. He didn't know the porta potties.
So whip it out,
there.
Pee in front of everybody.
He said he forgot. We do have audio.
Well, I completely forgot that we had those restrooms on the left of the tee box.
Okay. 13th tee.
Yes, yeah. Correct. And then I'm like, I really need to pee. Didn't really know where to go. And since JT had an issue around the green, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sneak here in the river. Probably the people would not see me that much. And then they clapped for me. Probably one of the clubs that I really got today, like really loud. So that was kind of funny.
Go in the woods.
I'm fine with it.
I'm fine with it too.
I'm fine with it, but it's, you know, Augusta, and so
yeah. But I think that that's the golf has been so unattainable for some people for so long, where it's been like this rich sport, and oh, everybody's so uppity and everybody's so stuffy, and then people enjoy playing golf in all different ways of life, and so I think that this is a way in which the younger generation is bringing the normies into the masses. I think golfers, they're just like us.
I didn't
realize PGA
that.
Or amateur. Yeah.
I didn't realize you could just whip it out and pee anywhere nowadays. Yeah.
Now, I will say that the D out at Amen Corner was too much. Like, I don't think... I understand that his drive didn't make it to the ladies' tee, but that's not appropriate at Augusta Shine.
Jim Nantz was probably very upset with that.
And I don't know if it's different for men, but when you really have to tinkle, like, there's no worse feeling in the world. Like, I don't know if men can hold it better.
Yeah. The Amen Corner? Yeah.
It really hurts.
When you get to a certain age, it happens every 10 minutes.
That's
unfortunately.
Yeah.
I mean, middle of the night, I got to get up. I got to go 5-6 times middle of the night. It's a disaster.
Now I know if I got to go and we're on a road show, I could just whip it out and people be like, all right, cool.
The
normies do it.
The body is breaking down
is that
around
what it is?
Me. Yeah. I don't know if you've noticed or not.
Make sure you check your prostate.
I mean, by myself or with have an expert?
No, I think have Dr. Diana do it.
I mean, the mind is sharp.
Yeah.
You know, occasionally I might flub a name here or there or something, but the body is going.
Where's Trainer Dan? Isn't he supposed to keep you in tip-top shape as
Trainer
you age?
Trainer Dan and I were scheduled for today, but I have to move it.
A busy man.
Right. Can we change his name to Enabler Dan?
He needs to keep you on a better schedule.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot going on.
Just trying.
He's got clients, man. That guy, he's like around the playground at M Street Park. He's got like 60 women following him everywhere he goes.
Yeah. The guy is the best.
He's awesome. Dan.
Really nice.
He also,
guy.
Like, he doesn't even do just cardio. I took a yoga class with him and he was awesome.
Yeah.
He checks prostate.
Is he expensive?
Oh, I take a lot of yoga classes with him. I love yoga.
I think you should do more yoga.
I don't do
Greg,
yoga.
It's not good to lie like this.
No, I know. I think you should. I think it would be very good for you.
All right. Anyway, so we feel like it is, you feel like it's
I'm fine
cool.
with it.
It's fine with it. Wiggy feels like it's inappropriate.
I mean, you know.
At Augusta National.
Yeah, it's like find the woods or something. Like
take out your driver and do your business in the creek.
I mean, what are you, 6 years old? You can't like hold your bladder?
And this is a shocking take from you because I feel like you always make fun of golfers for thinking they're so bougie.
No, but it's not about being bougie. It's like I'm a grown man. If I got to take a pee I'm holding it and I can't go. I just don't whip it out everywhere.
Wiggy, you are so right. One of my best friend's dads, like, we'd literally walk to the first tee from the clubhouse, go down first fairway, peeing in the woods. I'm like, Mr. Benson, we were just at the clubhouse.
Are you 6 years old?
It's so weird.
Can you also, Curtis, can you explain to people that from time to time we're having fun? I don't go 4 or 5 times a night.
There's a lot of literal police in the Twitch chat today. Like, Greg wasn't actually making fun of my dad getting surgery, people. Like, it was fun with a serious topic.
Yeah.
Follow along.
Sometimes I have to get up and go one time during the night.
It's
sleep 6 hours a night.
Somebody just sent me the WebMD list about why that's really dangerous.
I know. So somebody's like, Greg, you got to go see a doctor. Your prostate is enlarged.
Yeah.
I can see it from here in Framingham.
Before we move on from the Masters talk to you, I hate to do this, Scheim, but he just had a hard-o tweet, and I need to read it.
Oh, Scheim had a hard-o
tweet? Yeah, he retweeted foreplay. saying,
this isn't a hard O tweet.
Dunlap shot a 90 today. The Masters is hard. And he quote retweeted it with the gif from Wolf of Wall Street. One of us. One of us. Chime. Yes. You would not shoot a 90
at
Augusta.
That's not the point, Courtney. The point is that anybody can implode on a golf course at any time.
Come on, Chime.
That is the point.
A 90?
I would not be able to shoot 90 at Augusta if you put me on the edge of the green.
But the way you formatted that tweet made it seem like you would.
Nope, yes. that was not the point of the tweet.
One of us. Nope, right. Not one of you.
Just, yep. He's just like a regular person, yes. A regular golfer.
Regular Joe. So, you know, everybody has bad days. That's the point.
Oh, good job, Mitch, getting it right away. Thank you.
Yeah.
You would shoot a .150 at Augusta, Shad.
Yes, I would. I don't deny that at all. I'm not delusional.
You would injure yourself when your drive went off Eisenhower's tree and hit you in the forehead afterwards.
I would put
on the
it
rebound.
In the, Rory put it in the drink once. I would do it like seven times.